You are listening to the discussion episode for the story, Jesus Bore the Sins for Many.
So we heard the story of Jesus going from the last Passover meal, where he again predicted his death, then to praying at the Mount of Olives, was betrayed by Judas and arrested by the Romans. Now, he had an unfair trial before the Jewish religious leaders and was sentenced to death under the judgment of Pontius Pilate. Ultimately, Jesus was killed by being crucified on a cross. Although the disciples were ready to fight the injustice of Jesus' sentencing, Jesus stopped any fight and accepted it, even though he had done nothing to deserve the death.
Okay, on to our questions. The story makes the reader or the listener feel a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here's the question. What were some of your feelings as you listened to the story today? Hit pause and discuss.
And question number two, in a world where everyone is fighting for their rights, you know, instead, Jesus gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Now that was Philippians 2, verses 7 to 8. And so here's the question. Jesus never fought for his rights. Instead, he actually worked to give a new life to others through grace. How can you join in helping others discover this new life? Hit pause and share.
Third question and our final question. Last week, we learned that Jesus was like a sacrificial lamb and took our place and the penalty for sin. Mm-hmm. We think everyone should acknowledge the price Jesus paid for our sins and commit their lives to him. Talk with your group about what it means to be forgiven and a follower of Christ. Hit pause and discuss.
All right, last comment here. Are you ready to begin a new life with God in control? Then here is something that you could pray, or something like this. It's quite simple. Lord, I am broken because of my sin and the sin of this world. I have been hurt and I have hurt others, and I am sorry. Please forgive me and heal me. I know that you are the one true God. Help me live each day with you as the most important in my life. I submit all I am to you. I know you love me because Jesus died for my sins. Help me to grow closer to you each and every day. Amen.
So if you've asked God to forgive you and have made a decision to follow Christ's example, we would love to hear from you. Reach mm-hmm. out to us and let us know. We want to be able to encourage you and offer you our support.
Absolutely. Have a great week. We are praying for you, and we will chat with you next week.